this, that term.
Thank you for calling Mission Thomas Roadside Assistance. My name is Tasia. Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes, I am.
And are you currently in need of roadside assistance, or did you have questions regarding your mission?
I need roadside assistance.
Okay. Can I have the spelling of your first name?
Vincent. Hey, can I call you right back? Okay. All right. Sorry about that, ma'am.
No problem. And your last name?
Sanchez. Sanchez.
All right. And can I have a good callback number in case we get disconnected?
480-823-1019.
And would you like to receive mobile text updates with the status of your service today?
That's fine. I mean, just looking for somebody to come pick me up and tell me about maybe 6 miles away.
Okay. All right. Give me one moment while I put some things in the system here for you.
Okay.
And what is the address associated with your Michelin warranty?
It should be 1854 East Everglade Lane. Gilbert,
East Everglade?
Arizona, 85298.
Okay, and what city was that again? I'm sorry.
That's Gilbert, Arizona.
Okay, and what's the year, make, and model of the vehicle you're calling about today?
It's a 2015 Jeep Grand Cherokee.
And the color of that vehicle?
It's gray, metallic gray, or gunmetal, they call it.
Okay. And just to confirm, what is the reason for the breakdown today?
There was some vandalism along the street right here, and my tires were slashed. My Michelin tires were slashed, along with a couple of other cars here in the downtown Chandler area.
Okay. Unfortunately, due to the fact that it was vandalism, we don't cover vandalism cases. You would have to reach out to your insurance provider.
Well, no, I already talked to the Michelin, and they told me that that would be fine as long as the tires were purchased, and I'm purchasing Michelin tires. I'm purchasing Michelin tires from the discount. The coverage, she gave me a case number and told me that, if you need a tow, you need your tow, and you're purchasing there. When you get to the dealer that's
uh-huh.
selling, you give them the case number. That way, they can input it, showing that you purchased Michelin. I'm buying two more brand new Michelin tires because unfortunately, their warranty doesn't cover that, and I'm stuck with a front tire and a back tire that's torn. And I've done both. There's actually several cars here that are on the driveway. Some kids just went and slashed in downtown. We were having dinner last night, and it's the driver's front and the driver's rear. So you can't see it from the restaurant. And we're right here in downtown, like right next to the, right next to all the restaurants in the park. There's actually four other cars. So they're having, I think there's another individual up ahead of me that's on the phone talking. So this happened last night. Had to take time off of work. I did find my local dealer, Michelin dealer, talked to them. They told me it's unfortunate. We don't cover under that because the warranty doesn't cover that, but we do have your tires in stock, brand new Michelin tires again. I'm pretty much pleased with the product. I've had those tires replaced before, so I don't have a problem purchasing them again. They said, yes, talk to Michelin. They'll be more than happy to work with you. They're pretty decent. You know, they care about their customers. So I said, okay. So I talked to a lady in length about this and gave her all my information and all the certificates. She gave me a case number and said, okay, when you get there, they'll be able to enter that, your case number. And then, you know, they'll let us know that you've purchased, you know, new Michelin tires. And I'm like, okay. Not a problem.
Okay.
It's only like...
Yes, give me one moment. I'm just going to place you on a short, brief hold. I do know in some cases we
If you can word it, whatever, please, ma'am, because I am in dire. I'm going to have to throw out like $600-$700 right now on just the tires, which is fine, but I'm kind of stuck right now, and I'm on Arizona time, so I don't know where you're at. It's 11:30 right now, and I was hoping to get this done before 2-3 o'clock this afternoon.
Okay.
I have some pressing meetings. It's a horrible thing, and everybody. I have a nice Grand Cherokee Limited. I mean, I keep it in tip-top shape. Some kids mm-hmm. were screwing around, and we did make a police. Call. We did make a police report, but unfortunately, like I said, unless I caught the guy seeing them, I don't know. But there's kids that were running around, and they've not just slashed my tires. There's about four other cars that are slashed in front of me, so about five of us, and we all got the same side, the street side. So, in other words, from the restaurant, when you look at the vehicle, it looks fine. When you get around okay. to get on the driver's side, it's flat.
That's when you can tell,
and it's
okay.
unfortunate. Yeah, if it would have been one tire, I would have taken the tire, put a spare on, and drove it myself. But I have both tires, and it's like a nightmare trying to figure out. And it's right between, it's work, and it's right between, I'm going to have to shell out $600 and some dollars. I already got the quote, so I don't have a problem. But it's okay. I don't have a problem shelling out the money. If I can just get a help with a tow to get it over there, I would appreciate it. That's all.
Okay, yes, sir. I'm going to go ahead. Give me one moment. I'm just going to place you on a brief hold. Let me see if there's a way that we can still tow that vehicle with the tires being slashed as well, just due to the vandalism, okay?
Yeah, she told me that, she didn't mention none of that, so I just thought, oh, okay, great. She was just call this number, and they'll be able to talk.
Okay, yes, sir. Give me one moment, okay?
Thank you. Mm-hmm.